Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday morning, August 22nd, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of arts and entertainment news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is Tiny Gems Breaks, Seg Media Corporation, LTLTRYW, showcases Lottery.com and Sports.com at Milwaukee Mile with Foster Lott and Murray. Seg Media Corporation, listed on NASDAQ and LDU, will have a strong presence at the Milwaukee Mile this weekend. Louis Foster, Callum Ilott, and Seb Murray will showcase Lottery.com and Sports.com branding during the 2025 NTT IndyCar and Indy NXT races. Foster, the current IndyCar Rookie of the Year points leader, will represent Sports.com with Rahal Letterman Lanigan Racing. Ilott will feature Lottery.com on his helmet, while Murray will display both brands on his car. The event will provide global exposure on major sports networks like Fox and Sky Sports F1 for Seg Media's flagship brands. For more information about Seg Media Corporation, visit their newsroom at ibn.fm/seg.
Rare 1996 Lexus SC300 with manual transmission joins Ron Sturgeon collection at DFW Car and Toy Museum. A 1996 Lexus SC300 with a manual transmission has been added to the Ron Sturgeon collection at the DFW Car and Toy Museum in Fort Worth, Texas. This rare black SC300 features a 3.0-liter inline-six engine paired with a 5-speed manual gearbox, making it highly sought after by collectors. With only 51,000 miles on the odometer, the vehicle showcases Lexus craftsmanship and performance, including four-wheel independent suspension and four-wheel disc brakes with ABS. Inside, luxury meets functionality with wood trim, driver seat memory, cruise control, cassette stereo, and automatic climate control. The 3.0-liter engine produces 225 horsepower and 210 pound-feet of torque, delivering power to the rear wheels through the manual transmission. Ron Sturgeon, the museum owner, describes the SC300 as a legendary car that combines Toyota's engineering with Lexus luxury. The DFW Car and Toy Museum houses over 200 classic vehicles and 3,000 collectible toys, offering visitors a glimpse into automotive history. Christopher Bowden and Marvin Williams set to develop Original Hustler, the TV series surrounding Mr. Bowden, Los Angeles, and the notorious 90s music industry that would captivate the world. Christopher Bowden and Marvin Williams are set to develop the TV series Original Hustler, which will focus on Bowden's life in the 90s music industry in Los Angeles. Bowden's influence on iconic artists and record labels, from navigating tough hoods to organizing music sessions and critical label meetings, will be showcased. His role in the emergence of hip-hop, working with artists like Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, and labels like Death Row, will be highlighted. Williams, known for his work with elite talent, sees Bowden's story as a unique and powerful addition to the TV landscape. The series, currently untitled, is being produced by Bowden, Williams, and MacNeil Bruni, with plans for production partner pitches or remaining independent.
Los Angeles Hip Hop's Homecoming, Rhyme Fest sets stage for 2026. Rhyme Fest recently transformed the LA Memorial Coliseum into a hip hop homecoming, bringing together generations of hip-hop fans for a memorable celebration. The event featured headliners like Raekwon and Ghostface Killah, Xzibit, and DJ Quick, solidifying Rhyme Fest as a must-attend festival in Los Angeles. With a history of artist-first curation and community energy, Rhyme Fest has steadily grown since its 2013 debut. Founder Rafael Dos Santos is already planning an even bigger event for 2026, aiming to take Rhyme Fest from Los Angeles to the world. Stay tuned for more updates on this exciting development in the world of hip-hop. The Wire unveils vibrant 8-panel mural series honoring Asheville's musical and artistic legacy. The Wire, a mixed-use multifamily community in Asheville's River Arts District, has unveiled a vibrant 8-panel mural series honoring the city's musical and artistic legacy. Spanning 66 feet wide and 7.5 feet tall, the mural features work from local artists Victor Palenque, Ishmael, Amar Stewart, and Oscar Montes, Trek 6. Each panel explores themes of soul, nature, music, and memory, paying homage to Asheville's cultural past and music scene. The mural is part of The Wire's commitment to celebrating and preserving the neighborhood's artistic identity, with additional works from artists like Judith Cheney and Du Morgan displayed throughout the community. The installation stands as a visual symbol of Asheville's creative spirit and resilience following the impact of Hurricane Helene.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.